Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to need a new one of these like every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
What?
You can support Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk right now. If you want to text us here in the studio, and we will text you a link of where you can donate to Samaritan's Hope and their Hey Sam initiative, which is benefits young people. It supports their mental health. It is a text line where they can text and interact. It's a program built by young people for young people to deal with their mental health. And you know, sometimes we don't always hear young people, and it's great that there's a way for young people to talk to young people about what's going on. I was just looking, Kennedy. There's already $105 raised.
Hey, thank you.
See, if we'd gone for $500 instead of your $5,000, we'd be almost there.
I believe in us. I think we can do more.
So it shows on the page two, it talks a little bit about why you're doing this. And I also noticed you actually have the day that we're going to do this on there. I didn't realize that. So you want to do this a week from today?
Yeah, that's really the only day we can. We have a lot going on in the next couple of weeks, Carson, in the next month.
So all right, really got to turn this thing around.
I thought we were going to have a couple of weeks to reach this goal.
No, we don't have time.
So we have 7 days. Okay, great. Good to know. I should probably read some of those emails that you send us. Lisa's from Bellingham and wants to say something to you, Kennedy. Good morning, yep. Lisa. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Kennedy, you got this. I walk in the Susan G. Komen 3-day breast cancer walk every year.
Which we love.
And it's 20 miles a day for 3 days in a row. Mm. So you can do this, girl. You got this. 10 miles, easy peasy.
Yeah.
Kennedy's longest walk is like from the front door of her house to the Uber.
I'm not very active these days. I'm not going to lie.
Also, it's 11.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't train for it anymore either. I start out on the first day, and you know what? There's so much adrenaline going. You will be fine. You'll be in it 5 miles, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm almost done. I can't believe this. Just remember to stretch. That's all. Listen to your body and stretch.
I will. Thank you so much.
I was going to volunteer too, Kennedy, to walk with you, but you know, I got some toe issues right now from my skimboard performance, so I'm going to have to sit.
I need
this
you
one
holding
out.
It down here, Carson.
I'm going to hold it down here. Stacy's from Stoughton, and you were saying it would be good to have what with Kennedy?
I think it would be good to have a really, you know, a good Boston name behind you. We need some Boston love for you.
Oh, like a so Boston celebrity?
Yeah, let's get somebody, you know, out there. Okay. A lot of people have some great, you know, background. Let's do this.
Who do we know?
You know who I saw?
You know who do you know?
I saw on the Cape, Kennedy?
Who?
I saw Elliot from Jordan's Furniture. I'm just saying. Who's bigger than that?
Not very many people. He did say
who's
Christmas.
More well-known?
I know.
Than Elliot from Jordan's.
See his face before every IMAX movie.
Jamie's from Sherbourne. What did you want to say for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk?
Hi, yeah. I had an idea for you, actually. I know you were looking for ideas and sponsorships and stuff like that. And I thought, what about having your sponsors actually sponsor a name that's been saved from the organization?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, like the cool thing about Hey Sam is it's not as Samaritans, it tends to be a crisis line that people call in the midst of something.
Right.
Hey Sam is really just more a place kids can go and just talk. Do you know what I mean?
Just more open dialogue all the time.
All the time.
I gotcha.
However, I know we're going to talk to some people who work directly on the line later this week and stuff, so we can talk to them about that, but I think that sounds really cool.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're a young person that is interested in Hey Sam, it's 439-726. That is the text number. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share that.
I didn't know anything about it, so I love that you're shining a light on it. I think it's fantastic.
It's just such a cool thing that came from the pandemic. and you know, they had no money, and we were able to find some money. Rebecca Rausch, thank you. She's the one that got us $1 million to start this thing, and the kids have done the rest. Really,
$630 raised, Kennedy.
Get out of here!
You haven't walked a mile yet.
There's your $500.
It's like people like you or something.
Cindy's from Middleborough. What did you think Kennedy might be able to do?
Yeah.
Hi, Kennedy. You can't, I don't know, you know, if you want to walk it by yourself, that's great. Make sure you have your, like, kind of just a couple of checkpoints every maybe 3 miles, just so you can check on your wellness. I think this is amazing. We so need this text line. We got to get the mental health of some of these teens. We need to help them. I'll be sending in money for you. I'm going to be rooting for you. If you want people to walk, let me know.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do that. I'm concerned if we set up a walk for a bunch of people that might cause some logistical nightmares. Because
yeah.
A lot of people are saying, I'll walk with you, which we appreciate. But the idea is that Kennedy's doing the walk, and maybe you can support in other ways. Make a donation.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind to see you along the way at a certain mile marker or something like
right.
this, but... But if we start getting large group,
yeah,
that's when it starts getting into stuff I don't.
If 100 people start walking down Washington Street in rush hour traffic, there's going to be a thing we can't have.
They're
going to
shut us down, and I will not be shut down.
Yeah, that becomes an event that needs to be sanctioned.
Yeah, maybe driving by and honking your horn or waving at Kennedy.
Yeah, and like if you've, like I said, it's going to be on Washington Street from Wellesley into Brookline. And
so are you starting in Brookline and ending in Wellesley? Or are you starting in Wellesley,
Let's
ending
starting
in
Wellesley and ending in Brookline?
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, maybe you have a business along the way on Washington Street,
mm-hmm.
and you would like to, I don't know, set up a cheerleading section for me as I walk by.
Tracy's from Ayer.
Ayer.
Kennedy's crew. On the street.
What's your idea for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk?
Well, being a triathlete and running, walking actually a lot on the run, aid stations are key for hydration and snacks.
Mm. So maybe I love this. So the first station will be tequila.
No.
And the second station will be quiche. Like, we're just going to have all sorts of fun things at your stations.
So I think that, yeah, we'll have the street team in a vehicle, and they'll sort of be able to drive past me, or they'll drive up a mile or two, wait for me, I think is what we can do. And they'll have all sorts of stuff.
Okay, I like that idea.
I'll put everything in the van that I need.
All right.
And like
thank
I said, I think I have an idea for someone to walk with me who is
a medical person. Yeah, we need somebody just to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Medically.
I think I've got the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a phone call and see if he's up to it, and then maybe we can have him on tomorrow.
Well, hopefully it is cool next Tuesday and sunny.
Oh, oh, oh. Sunscreen and a hat.
Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Nope.
Hey, text Kennedy from the 508. Hey, Kennedy, just a quick question.
Yeah?
Is this a certified nonprofit? I only ask because I'm a community ambassador for my company, and I guess she gives away a lot of money.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
100%.
Samaritans is a 501c3. Kennedy is on the board of Samaritans. And you may have seen the billboards because the Commonwealth backed this program as well. They helped, I think.
Samaritans is a really big part of the 988. Which is, you know, the new
right.
hotline that you can call, and they answer a significant amount of those calls in this area.
Right,
so
right,
it's
yes.
a wonderful place.
And
it's amazing.
If you get the link, you can text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234, and we can text you the link where to donate. You can go in and check all the back end of that stuff and see all,
yes,
all
do
of
all,
that.
Do all of
well,
your research,
please.
Check it out, see the work that they do, and you
right.
know, and make your choices there. I love it.
Right. Cool.
Thank you, guys.
11 miles is a long way.
So long. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Oh, you got to go to the comfy shoe store.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.